neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
In fish on Shabbat, all the Saudot, as Shelah HaKadosh brings this matter, as you know, the reason that we eat fish on Shabbat, why we eat fish?
Division.
How come we don't eat it Tuesday then?
Very nice.
So as we know, that fish doesn't need shechita. So that's one of the reasons that fish has a great elevation by eating it. And that's one of the reasons that halacha doesn't require that fish need to be slaughtered. The other reason is that the fish behaved at the time after Noah. So that's another reason, because they stayed pure. The other reason is that fish, his eyes always open. Zechuto magen aleinu, never goes to sleep. So as brought that Ribono shel Olam is Shomer Yisrael, hine lo yanum velo yishan. That's the one of the great praise that we always thank Hashem, that lo yanum velo yishan. The other matter here is that the fish has a very beautiful manner, as Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom gave blessing to children of Yosef HaSadiq, that they should be like a fish. Why? Because the fish, when it rains, it jumps up, becomes very excited. So that means this is the first time that he sees a drop of water. So it's not like us, that anytime we hear a rerun or a Divrei Torah we don't like, we leave or we take a nap. So Yaakov Avinu gave blessing to Yosef HaSadiq that you should be like a fish, that they enjoy the rerun. They don't say, oh, I heard this before. So now halacha requires, especially on Shabbatot, anytime you have, so the minhag, as Maran brings, it was one time they would eat meat first and then fish. That's how they had their Saudat Shabbat. But now we eat fish and then meat. That's what Rambam brings. Anytime that you have different type of food at one time, always eat the sabuk. Eat the easy to digest one. Like chicken and meat, eat the chicken first. Fish and meat, eat the fish first. Because it makes it easier on the stomach.
Before the Rambam, was there a basis that they had that they would eat the meat before the fish?
Yeah, because that's the kavod of the Shabbat. They bring the meat first. That's the Maran brings in the Shulchan. Yeah, Maran, Bet Yosef.
So,
no, the fish, as Yosef HaSadiq was blessed, because he's under the water, nobody will see him, so Ain doesn't sholet, does not affect it. That's why. That's why people, you know, have Mahi Dudi hanging in their house and so on, because of that. So, Dag is seven. He says, Misha ochet dag bedag, nitzol mi dag. So that means whoever that eats fish in a dog, because dog gematria 7 on Shabbat, nitzon mi dog, dog is the aga, that no worry comes to. So now, the halakha requires that we have ma'im emtsayim. Anytime that you eat fish and then meat, or meat and fish, you must wash your hand. And then you have to eat or drink something between and change your utensils. Even though you ate it with forks, even though you didn't touch it, the halacha of its brat, that you have to do ma'im emtsayim. No, this is Maran. Maran Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha, that we have to have a pause between fish and meat, or meat and fish. And the reason is, it's a health matter. And anytime that the health matter is the issue, is even more stricter than the halacha.
Koilani Shamote, Halel. ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koila nishomo te, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.